Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got to hear.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say. I might even get a little controversial this segment, but I've got some things on my mind I want to talk about. But first, I want to remind you to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the archives, the articles, all the things that we do here. Videos, the Brain Trust members. You know, folks, my website, never mind all the other stuff, just to have access to 2,000 experts and their own websites and their contacts and their articles and all the stuff that they have. I mean, if you got something going on in your business you need help with, these guys are, that's what they do. Who else is aggregating this many world-class experts in one place for you to go and check out? That's right, only me. Who loves you? And also, if you'll hope, you'll check out my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out. I think you'll like it. So, okay, the Pope's here. Pope Francis from Argentina. And I'm not Catholic, full disclosure, but I've been around Catholics all my life. I've been to many, many Catholic services. And I was always comfortable. I always felt at home there. It's a different. I'm a Protestant, so it's different. But I never felt one way or the other about the Catholic faith. But I also, you know, if you're a Protestant, the Pope is not exactly somebody that's, you know, he's there, and you know that he's there. And in the case of the Pope, was it John Paul who helped Reagan and Thatcher bring down communism in Eastern Europe, you know, he was a great world leader in that way. And but so now we have this, the new one, which is the first two things. First Pope from the Western Hemisphere, right? But also, as our good friend Bill Brandt reminded me yesterday, the first Jesuit, apparently the first Jesuit Pope that they've ever had. But the Pope he's talking about some things that I think he's misguided about. He's made some disparaging comments about capitalism. Now, you heard me make disparaging comments about some forms of capitalism, right? Like financial capitalism. That doesn't allow everyone to come and play in their backyard. You've heard me do that. But I qualified what I said about capitalism by specifically talking about the parts of it that's not working for everyone. But the Pope is not talking about that. He basically just says capitalism. Well, you know what? Our ism is a whole lot better than the ism that he left in Argentina. Our ism is a whole lot better than the ism that he saw when he visited Cuba. And I didn't hear him rail against Cuba's ism, which is communism. So I think the Pope is, and then the Pope has decided to wade in on environmental issues. I'll tell you what, before I get to that, I want to say one more thing about our ism in America, our capitalism. No other population, no other group of people give anywhere close to as much money to the poor, to people in need. Our government, never mind what our government does, Americans give more money to people in need around the world by far than any other per capita, not just in total, but per capita. We give more money than any other country, any other citizenry in the world. And it's because of our ism. It's because of the way our capitalism works. So Pope Francis, as you talk about capitalism being, you know, some of the comments you've made about it, well, some of our capitalism has helped the poor that you also keep talking about. Well, you should have given us a little more credit for that, sir. Now, on to the second issue he's brought up, environment. He's a big climate change devotee. And I propose that the Pope doesn't know what he's talking about. That I think he's a leftist, and I think he's decided to be political, and I will tell him that if he's worried about the poor in third world countries, their future of staying warm and having enough to eat by cooking is going to come from carbon fuel, not from sustainable fuels like solar and wind. The carbon, they're going to be burning carbon, those people who are poor. So if you're really worried about them, you should maybe rethink your thoughts on climate change. The third thing I want to talk about is, sir, you have enough to worry about, in my opinion, right there in the Vatican, making sure that we never have another generation or two of your leaders who abuse children. You have plenty of things to do. I would like to hear you talking about what you're doing to make sure that your people are not abusing children. And I also would like for you to say what I've been saying. I'd like to hear you say that there's a special place in hell for people who abuse children. Surely there is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.